People at the Lakewood Shopping Center tend to congregate at the Ginger Man or maybe Dixie House. Thursday afternoon, the hot spot was a giant dumpster outside the Lakewood Theater, which opened in the 1930s.
Anybody wants these, take them.
The dumpster is filled to brimming with antique Lakewood Theater seats. Sony McKnight was among the treasure seekers.
Dallas has no sense of history. They just throw away anything that's slightly tarnished.
She snagged a few seats for herself in what was a pretty organized scene. Two guys were the designated dumpster diggers, and they handed down chairs and brackets to the eager folks below. Danielle Whedon showed up with her husband and daughter.
This is a theater, and my friend, he was the manager of it, and my grandfather built the city, and it means a lot to me, and I wanted a piece of it.
Whedon says her grandfather built hundreds of homes in Lakewood and Lake Highlands, and she just couldn't stomach the sight of all those iconic seats in the garbage pile.
I'm going to put them in my home, and display them.
Lakewood Theater co-owner Craig Kinney says the seats were tossed because contractors needed them cleared out to remove asbestos. Kinney's still trying to find a theater to buy the Lakewood space. If he can't, it will likely be carved up into restaurants and shops. He says he looked into selling the theater chairs, but they didn't appear to be worth much.
If we thought we could sell them for value, we would have. We found no interest with resellers. I guess we could try to sell them to the public. I don't know, but it was our understanding there wasn't any value in the chairs.
The crowd at the Lakewood Theater definitely felt differently. They hung around the dumpster, hauling away seats that were bent or broken until workers shut the operation down around 3 o'clock. 18-year-old Robin Whedon says she remembers when the Lakewood Theater was still a place to see movies.
I went to this theater a lot for Rocky Horror with my friends. And it's sad, like, seeing them in the dumpster because they're stacked on top of each other, just getting crushed and bent, so we have to actually fix them now.
For the Whedons, at least, it's worth it to keep a bit of Lakewood history alive. Courtney Collins, KERA News.